Papa Jerome this morning with those glasses all tinted. Yeah,
that's
like
what
that.
I was saying. I was like, my inner Angie is
bumpo and.
I'd like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September 9th, 2019. The time is 10 a.m. The first item on the agenda is prayer. I asked Congressman Maker if he would render our morning prayer.
I want to come. Thoughts of Wakanda. Thoughts of Wakanda. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day, and we want to ask you to be up here among us. Wisdom, knowledge to be with God for our people. And we want you to look after those that are in need, the elders, the children. And, make sure they all have a food today. Look after our soldiers, our people serving overseas, or wherever they may be serving, bring them home safely to their families. I want to ask you to overlook shortcomings. If we've offended you, Heavenly Father, please forgive us. We want to ask you to just take care of all the needs of our people and all your children of this earth, all people, Heavenly Father. Look at their love. Bring us peace and harmony. And, as always, we want to ask you to look after our Osage people, Heavenly Father. We ask this in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We do have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the journal. Congressman Walker.
Towards the bottom of page 2, ONCA 1920 reports no pass recommendation. Either do pass or no recommendation.
It's a new one. No pass.
No pass.
It's an all-run game.
I think we take out the word pass, and it just was no recommendation. Thank you, sir.
In Oklahoma City. One win.
Move to approve the Journal of September 9th as amended.
Second.
What was, who was recognized?
Well, I moved.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yeah. I moved to approve the Journal of September 9th as amended.
Congresswoman.
September 6th.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Seeing none. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees? Seeing none. Reports of standing committees. Congressman Mason and then Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress. The Health and Social Services Committee is reporting out on Bill number ONCA 1961, sponsored by Congresswoman Edwards. This is an act to authorize and appropriate $4,500,000 to the Osage Nation Member Health Fund from year 2020 tribal revenue for direct assistance to Osage members 65 years of age and over. $1,000 annual benefit or Medicap insurance plan F and Part D premiums as set forth in the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC Section 3-101 et sec. And to establish an alternate effective date. Results are final committee action is a due pass with amendments, and the amendments actually reflect change from the dollars and cents, which was originally $4,300,000 to $4,500,000. Voting yes, Mason, Big Horse, Stabler, Lemon, and Tillman. And absent was Congresswoman Pratt. Thank you.
Please continue.
I have another report. My apologies and shame on me. Health and Social Services. Reporting out Bill number ONCA 19-30, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC Section 3-101 through Section 3-105, and to insert Sections 3-106 and 3-107, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. And the recommendation is no recommendation, and voting yes on that particular comment is Mason, Big Horse, Stabler, Lemon, Tillman, and Pratt. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to withdraw ONCA 1930.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Are there any other reports of standing committees? Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of Congress, and those listening. Government operations met September the 6th, 2019, at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Considering ONCA 1979, an act to amend the Criminal Procedure Code to update the jury selection process and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler, and the committee passed it out with a do pass with amendments. The amendments were very minor. They were a couple of language terms. And the radius on the selection of the jury pool. Moving on, bill number ONCR 1920 was considered, sponsor being Congresswoman Pratt, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction to pharmacy providers of Oklahoma for pharmaceutical distribution services and pharmacy administrative organization services. Committee action was a do pass. Voting yes, Big Horse, Maker, Potts, and Good Fox. Absent Walker and Tillman. And then, if you don't mind, Mr. Speaker, I have a couple of pieces from Culture.
Yes, sir. Please continue.
Okay, continuing on with Culture. Culture met this morning and met on ONCA 1973, an act to provide an appropriation to the Village Committee funds in the amount $305,220 for the fiscal year of 2020 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. There were some amendments, and I believe those amendments were just kind of separating out the different villages. Passed with five yes votes from Maker, Stabler, Pratt, Lemon, and Big Horse, one absent, Walker. Bill number ONCA 1975 was considered, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund and establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Congressman Potts. Final committee action was due pass. Voting yes, Maker, Stabler, Pratt, Lemon, Big Horse. Walker was absent. That's all I have, Mr. Chair, Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. You as the Speaker and the Chair of the Government Operations Committee, I appreciate you assisting me in getting the ONCR 1920 into the process in the first week. And that's the limited waiver and the seat. CEO, CMO, chief pharmacist of the clinic feel that time is of the essence and on this contract to complete the process of the contract renewal, to complete the billing, to ensure that billing continues. So therefore, at this time, I would like to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1920 on third reading on today's agenda.
Okay.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Any other reports of standing committees? ONCA 1961, 1979, 1973, and 1975 will be placed on general order. Next item on the agenda are bills and resolutions on first reading. Have any bills and resolutions on first reading this morning? Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, and fellow colleagues. I'm reading in ONCA 1986, an act to authorize and appropriate $700,000 to the Property Improvement Fund from the General Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. ONCA 1986 will be assigned to the Committee of Appropriations. Next item on the agenda, General Order, Day 1, second reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 1970, an act to authorize and appropriate $173,773 for the merit payments in accordance with the Workforce Pay for Performance Act and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd also like to read ONCA 1976, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General for the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $1,760,099 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. ONCA 1970 and ONCA 1976 will be placed on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed on tomorrow's agenda. Next, we have General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1967, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Osage Nation Ranch LLC in the amount of $175,000 for bison fencing and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congresswoman Edwards.
Amendment number one, page one, lines 20, insert the following new section. Section one, findings. Number one, the Osage Nation finds that the Osage Nation Ranch has inadequate fencing to properly manage and protect Osage Nation bison, semicolon. Two, bison are naturally roaming animals that can cause severe damage to property, life, and themselves if not properly contained, semicolon. Three, the bison in the Osage Nation Ranch are owned by the Osage Nation and managed by the Osage Nation Ranch LLC, and for that reason, the Osage Nation should provide the appropriate fencing for the bison, semicolon. Number four, upon receipt of this appropriation, comma, the Osage Nation Ranch LLC is in the best position to purchase and oversee installation of adequate bison fencing needed for the Osage Nation Ranch, semicolon. Five, for these reasons, the Osage Nation Congress declares an emergency is present on the Osage Nation Ranch due to inadequate bison fencing and the associated dangers.
There's a motion with a second. All those in favor, where do we go? It's done till tomorrow. Thank you. Are there any other amendments to ONCA 1967 to be proposed at this time? Seeing none. ONCA 1967 will advance to day three on tomorrow's agenda. Next, we have ONCR 19-19, a resolution to reject Governor Stitt's claim that the gaming compact between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma must be renegotiated. Congressman Potts, are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCR 1919 will be advanced to day three or third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1919 on third reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda, we have confirmation of Scott Manzer to the Investment Oversight Committee. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to confirm Scott Manzer to the Investment Oversight Committee.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Scott Manzer has been confirmed. Next, we are on motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to recess for the purpose of engrossment.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We're in recess. Call the chair.
So I've got a quorum. One, two, three, four. So we're going to proceed.
Okay.